Welcome in to the Air Raid Sports Podcast. I'm Chandler Carney, and with me as always, Brady Scott.
What up?
We hope you've all had a very Merry Christmas. How was your Christmas, Brady?
It was okay. I mean, I got everything I asked for, so that was pretty good. It wasn't much, but I mean, I didn't get nothing that I didn't enjoy, so that was great.
Well, that's good. You're very grateful.
I am.
So you got a nice little Ohio State pullover on, like you're Justin Fields?
Yeah, trying to be. If only I could throw the football and be 6'3", 240.
I mean, we can all dream, can't we?
I guess.
But if you were 6'3", 240, would you play football?
Probably.
You'd probably just go play baseball, wouldn't you?
I don't know. If I could throw the football like him, I'm sure I'd play quarterback. I'd go to Ole Miss, though.
Dude, so before we get started, I have a story I want to tell you. And I haven't told you because I've been waiting for this moment.
No, this ought to be good.
And it reminded me when you were talking about your dog being a shit eater, just pooping and eating her own shit.
Yeah, I've seen it happen.
So, so I went to Ohio, right?
Yeah.
My whole family lives up there. It's part of the moment we went. And nobody really knew we were coming, not many people. And so... I told my cousin I was going to tell his story, but I told her I wouldn't say her name on air. So I'll give her that. My cousin, if you ever met her or know her, you would know what I'm saying. She's not the sharpest tool in the shed. Okay. Ain't got no common sense. Nothing.
Yeah.
Just ditzy. So my whole family lives in Findlay. But she lives with her boyfriend in Sin, shacked up, about an hour outside of Findlay. And they were coming in that night. We got there to see us all. And my mom and my aunt, everybody, all the women were out shopping at the mall. Well, they just went straight to the mall so she could shop. So her boyfriend, who's a really cool dude, even though he's a Michigan fan, you know, it's only downside to him.
Tough.
He was apparently like he has health issues sometimes, like he was in a wreck or something and has health problems. And so he'll randomly like just get sick and just start like puking everywhere. It's like migraines or something. And so that happened when they were in the mall. And so he went outside and sat in the car and told her, you know, just finish shopping and we'll go home when you get finished. And she was like, okay. Cause you know, in Ohio, you're not gonna sweat to death sitting in the car.
Not at all. Not this time of year.
No. So, my cousin gets finished shopping, and she gets in the car, and they're driving home. Like I said, they live an hour outside of Findlay. And she drank some of her water, and she's like, you know, it didn't taste too good. Which isn't anything new up there, because I told you about the shit water in Ohio, because they put so much sulfur in it, it literally smells like just crap. And so she's like, you know, thought that that's probably what it was. And he heard her put the bottle down and he was like, did you just drink that? And she's like, yeah, why? And he starts laughing. So apparently her boyfriend had to pee while she was in the mall and he didn't want to get out and go back in.
Oh no.
So he pissed in her water bottle and she drank it. And didn't know about it.
Why didn't he tell her?
He was asleep. So she drank his piss.
How did that go over?
She was so mad.
I would die. I would have killed him. I mean, you could have at least told her when she got back in the car.
Okay, but how do you not know that it's piss in the bottle?
I don't know. Must have been well hydrated.
And so we were sitting there at Christmas, and I was kind of thirsty, and I was like, you know, hey, gotta get some of this water. Whose is it? And she was always mine. I was like, nah, I'll pass. I'm not drinking after piss break.
That's terrible.
Dude, I've been saving that story because I wanted to tell you and Logan so bad as soon as it happened.
What would you have done?
Dude, I would have pulled that truck over and we would have been fist fighting on the interstate.
Yes.
Who does that? So that was an adventurous part of my Christmas. Definitely made the drive up there worth it to be able to pick on her about it in person.
Oh God.
Yeah, that drive though, man. Kentucky, I don't care if I ever grace that state with my presence again.
You will.
Dude, it's just up and down mountains. So we drove all night, right? And my mom was probably, we left at midnight, left Oxford at midnight. And so we were getting into Kentucky around like 8:30, and I've been driving all night long. And it started raining and all that. My mom's like, oh, well, I'll drive. And you know how I am when I ride with people.
Yeah.
Pouring down rain through the mountains, my mom sets the cruise on 70 and just books it. I was like, this is it, man. We're going to die. I made my peace with it.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, it was a fun Christmas.
It happens.
Yeah, it does. So, these games that come on tomorrow, we'll get into them. Which one are you looking forward to the most?
Ohio State, Clemson.
Bingo. I think that'll be the best game.
That'll be the best game of the whole bowl season. Probably better than the national championship.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of people think it should be the national championship. I mean, I'm probably one of those people to an extent.
Maybe. I mean, I think if Ohio State's won, Clemson beats LSU, and it's Ohio State, Clemson.
Yeah, no doubt.
But that's why they got to play the game. They got to protect the SEC, man.
I like Baylor and Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. Hopefully, Georgia will show up to play ball.
What about the reports of Jake Fromm leaving?
Well, I've seen that video of that guy I sent you.
Yeah,
but I don't really. He's adamant that he knows what's going on. I'm adamant that I don't really care. So, I don't. It makes sense for him to leave because I think you kind of realize we're not going to win a national championship. Like what's going to change next year? Nothing.
Especially not if Tua goes back to school.
Well, not if James Coley's still his offensive coordinator. And Kirby Smart's his head coach. Kirby Smart, I mean, he's not going to win you a national championship.
I don't think so.
So, if I'm from, I mean, I'm just going to, after our season ends and I'm hunting or whatever, and I'm busting his office, look, I'll come back, but you got to get me somebody to throw the ball. You got to get me a better coordinator.
Kirby's not going to do it. Right. I don't think it matters who the coordinator is.
Right.
Until he does what Saban did and just give it up. And say, open it up and do what you got to do. It's not going to change.
Well, my thing is like, you can still get people that run the pro-style offense, and they run it more effectively than Georgia. I mean, hell, Washington had a down year, and they still ran the pro-style more effective than Georgia. It's just a matter of play calling and how much you trust your quarterback. Like, I get it. Fromm doesn't. He doesn't throw the ball well over the middle.
No.
He doesn't have that deep accuracy, but on those medium range throws, that's why I think he'll be a really good NFL quarterback, because those throws 15 to 25 yards, he's pinpoint accurate. And that's kind of all you need. So I don't blame him for wanting to go to the NFL, because it's just sooner to make money.
You gotta make it while you can.
Especially if he has a degree. Like, I'm sure he's finished with school by now.
Yeah, surely he is.
And he's going to have a degree in finance. So, I mean, yeah, that dude's okay. I just don't see Georgia winning an Natty, even if he stays.
I don't see him beating Baylor.
It's going to be very difficult, Baylor. But, I mean, like, I'm interested to see Baylor's front seven against Georgia's offensive line. So, I think that'll be a really good matchup.
Matt Luke coaching in the bowl game?
I would assume so, yeah.
No problems.
Because he's already on staff.
No problems then.
The Penn State-Memphis game, I think, will be a good game. Well, I say that, but, you know, Mike Norvell's not there anymore, so it kind of...
You think Brady White's going to leave too?
So, I read another report earlier when I was on my way over here. That it was like, you know, Brady White is considering going to the draft. He's not considering transferring again. So, I don't know.
I mean, what good will it really do him going to Florida State for 1 year? Can his stock get that much higher?
Ask Joe Burrow.
Guess you're right.
But now we're talking about Brady White, you know. Yeah. I think that it would be better in his draft stock just because he would get more exposure at Florida State than he does at Memphis.
And he'd play better competition. Well,
that's debatable.
I think the American may be just as tough as the ACC.
I mean, he would still have to play like Virginia Tech and Virginia and Miami. I don't know if you count them.
No, they got beat 14-0 by La Tech.
Still have to play Florida, you know. I mean, that's a better ACC matchup than Memphis playing Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I don't know if they play Clemson or not.
I don't know.
Probably have to play Wake Forest. I mean, I think the conference is a little bit better this year than compared to previous years. I know you don't have as many ranked teams, but you don't have like that many three-win teams.
North Carolina will be better next year.
Yeah, so better competition. Yeah, because really, who's the American have? They have
UCF, USF, Cincinnati.
Okay, they have Cincinnati, Memphis, and UCF. Houston,
Navy.
Really, and Navy, I mean, the triple option, depending on how well you're...
I mean, every year you see Navy take Michigan or Oklahoma to overtime. People like that.
I think when Louisville went to the ACC, it kind of hurt the American Conference just a little bit, just because that was their biggest school.
They were established.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everybody's going to make that jump given opportunity because of more money, more TV exposure, and then, therefore, you get better recruits and you're better.
Yeah, I think Louisville will be a really good football team next year. In year two under Satterfield.
They got a good coach.
Yeah, I mean, he turned, a two-win team into, they won, seven, eight ball games?
Took them to the bowl.
Yeah, playing Mississippi State in the Music City Bowl. I want to say they won. They won eight games. They may have only won six.
They're 7-5.
Yeah.
Heading into the bowl game.
So, yeah, dude, I think that if I'm giving out awards, he's coach of the year. Just to me.
I wouldn't quite give it to him. He's in the running, but I wouldn't give it to him.
But, I mean, he took the same talent that Petrino had. The same players. And he took them from two wins to seven, and probably gonna be eight.
Yeah,
I don't see anybody else that did stuff like that. You know,
my guy would probably be Matt Rhule.
Matt Rhule would be a very good candidate.
That would be mine if I had to give it out.
And I mean, I know Coach O won it, and rightfully so, understandably so. But I don't think they consider everything. You got to look at the program the previous year to now. First year head coaches, I can't remember a better turnaround. Can you? You
not
freeze?
Really. I mean, still he won seven ball games that year after the bowl.
Yeah. So I think that's probably maybe Hugh Freeze this year with Liberty took him and won eight games. I don't know how many they won last year, but, I mean, this is first year at FBS level.
First year FBS to win eight games in a bowl. Pretty good.
Yeah. If Chip Kelly had done just, won, three or four more games, maybe. But
I think he's finally – they played better the second half of the season, and they were starting to buy in more.
Yeah, they just got banged up a lot. Was that just me thinking that? Because you turn it on and their star players were just out every other game and
somebody different every week. You'd get somebody back and you'd lose somebody else.
I mean, that's just the key to a lot of it. It's just
health.
You just got to stay healthy.
Same thing with Alabama. If Tua never gets hurt, they more than likely beat Auburn and they're sitting at four right now.
More than likely beat Alabama. I mean, LSU.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. You wasn't 100%.
No. And they still... He threw a pick at the end of the half, first half, that probably ended the game.
Yeah.
But that's part of it.
I'm about to say, healthy. Those aren't the only two teams that deal with injuries.
You got
to
catch breaks.
Yeah. Also, you have to develop your depth more. And I like that with Lane Kiffin. He's trying to recruit depth.
That's one thing Matt Luke never had at Ole Miss. Yeah. He had his starters, and if somebody you'd see – the past 3 years, you'd have a key guy get hurt and there wouldn't be nobody step
nobody.
Up.
Well, Lakia Henry did this year.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a 4-star JUCO transfer coming in. You knew what you were getting.
Yeah, because he was already, it was 3-4 scheme, so he's already playing linebacker. He just picked up the slack a little bit more.
He knew what he was doing.
We had a lot of depth on the offensive line. It was just they never produced it or used it.
They weren't developed.
No.
They're just big bodies from high school that have never been developed. My favorite part about the Kiffin hire is strength guy, Wilson Love.
Yeah, but if he can lend this is a guy from the tight ends coach from A&M, Joe John Daly, that's a good hire. It's a really good hire. I don't know if you know anything about him.
I don't know much about
him. Yeah, he's really good. I like him. Yeah, I like the strength and conditioning hire for Kiffin. I think that you just have to build a better, you know, he's going to have to build a good staff.
He's got to build a better staff than he has now for me to hop on the train.
I think you have to find someone for Derek Nix. If you already have your running backs coach, I think that that's just kind of, I'd let Nix coach wide receivers or something now.
Hadn't he already been let go?
Nix. The last I heard was he was going to be kept on. They didn't know the position yet.
I'd seen something where he was leaning towards letting him go. I don't know if that's been official yet, but I'd seen where he was probably getting let go.
I mean, I don't really. If I had to keep anyone on the staff, I mean, it would be Nix and McIntyre. And that's it.
You think he keeps McIntyre?
All signs are leaning that way.
Why not? If you're going to keep McIntyre, why not just go ahead and come out and say it? Instead of just fiddling along with recruits or whatever, because if he's your guy, just go ahead and come out and say, hey, look, Mac's a guy. Come play here. He's going to be here for this year.
Do you think that Mike McIntyre is interested in a different job? For instance, maybe the Ohio State job? Their defense coordinator is going to Boston College.
Maybe.
Maybe that, because I feel like last year, you know, we had a source tell us that Longo's not coming back.
Yeah.
And that was like 3 days after the season. And then it was never announced that he was being retained or that he was doing it. And then he got the offer from North Carolina and jumped with it.
Yeah.
And I think it was one of those things where it was like, look,
I don't want to fire you.
We're not going to fire you, but you need to find another place to go.
And if you can't find a place to go, then we will let you go.
You know, we'll part ways.
Maybe that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And it's
my only thing is, if he's your guy and you know he's your guy, I don't know why you would wait.
Yeah. I just think that if that Vanderbilt job had opened up McIntyre, we wouldn't even be having this discussion.
No, he'd already be gone and we'd be looking for a new defense coordinator. And I think that's what's going to happen next year if he ends up staying or wherever he goes.
Yeah, and also he could be looking at the NFL again. You know, like you never know.
And I saw where Ohio State's, I can't remember the guy's name, but he was their secondary coach, and he left like 2 or 3 years ago. And that's their, after the season, that's their target. Like, they're willing to go pay him whatever. And they're going to make him tell them no.
Ole Miss is?
No, Ohio State.
Let's talking to who now? I missed that then.
I can't remember his name, but their defensive backs coach from a few years ago that had gotten let go.
Are we talking about Grinch?
No.
Oh.
Some dude with blonde hair,
oh.
Older guy. I can't remember his name, but they're willing. They're waiting on him. Like, after they finish their season, they're going to make him tell them no.
Also, here's a wild theory for you. I don't know if you know this or not, but McIntyre coached for the Cowboys for a while. Him and Jerry Jones, I feel like a pretty tight.
I don't think he'd give them that job.
Yeah,
maybe a job, but I don't think that he'd be ready for that.
What you got to do to be ready for?
I just don't think he's an NFL head coach. I personally don't see that.
I don't see it either, but I mean, it's just with Jerry Jones, man, you're going to have somebody. He's not going to just give it to somebody that's like, hey, you go sit up in that booth and you let me do my job. That's just not how he works. That's why Jason Garrett has been the head coach there so long.
Because he does what Jerry Jones tells him to do.
And Garrett knows it. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, job
you're getting
security.
Paid. You know what you're doing. So maybe an Urban Meyer type college coach may not work out. Because Urban Meyer's going to come in and be like, look, I'm not going to let you tell me what to do.
I'm going to do what I want to do.
you know, if I want to get sexual assault cases hidden up, I'm going to do that. Domestic violence. I'm sorry. Domestic violence, not sexual assault. I'll change. I'm domestic violence. Mm-hmm. Not that it's that much better, but, you know, my car might be the guy's like, hey, I'll take the head coaching job.
I'll do whatever you tell me to, Jerry.
I don't know, man. It's just food for thought. Mm. Who do you think the Cowboys will hire?
I have no idea.
Do you think they'll actually fire Jason Garrett, though?
I think you have to.
Yeah, if you really want to win. He's wasted too much talent, man. And I understand, like, he's not the one calling plays. He's not the one. But at the end of the day, people said the same thing about Matt Lou. At the end of the day, he has the final say on what happens.
I just think there's no excuse to play the Eagles, Giants, and Redskins six times. And you're sitting here this late in the season with only 7 wins. With that roster, those should be 6 wins.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
You shouldn't lose to the Bills at home with that roster. I know the Bills are much improved, but at home, if you just look
on Thanksgiving Day,
if you just look at talent, you're looking at talent across the board, the Cowboys should not lose that game.
Talent across the board, Cowboys shouldn't lose many games.
They shouldn't have lost to the Saints with Teddy Bridgewater as their quarterback.
Nah, I won't agree with you on that one.
I knew you wouldn't, but I mean, Drew Brees, you're not going to win that game. But you should go in there and be able to shut Teddy Bridgewater down who hadn't played in 3 years.
I mean, they kind of did, didn't they? They didn't score. The Saints didn't score a touchdown.
Yeah, but you got to be able to score.
Oh, I mean, that was the thing. Like,
I think they've went away from running the ball. And that's what...
Kellen Moore, man. He's panicking too much.
That's what has won them games in the past. They lean on Zeke, and that opens up the play-action pass, which makes Dak way better. You can look at the stats or whatever and say, look, those stats are great. The stats are great. But it boils down to, can you win?
Yeah.
And he has not done that. I don't care if you throw for 5,000 yards, you win 7 games and miss the playoffs. It doesn't matter. You did it for nothing. Look at Jameis Winston. He's thrown most touchdowns, most yards in the league, but he's also thrown the most interceptions.
That's some Madden shit right there.
And cost your team the game. Best quarterback for both teams in whatever game he's in.
Kellen Moore, man, he's got this Teddy Taylor to him. Teddy Taylor was a high school coach for me. If we threw the ball one time, that was it, because we throwing the ball the rest of the game. We are not running it a single time. And that's Kellen Moore, man. Like, they throw it once. Like, they're just, I mean.
You have arguably the best running back in the league.
And at no point were they out of that ball game.
No.
Against the Eagles.
No.
And it's just like, they come out in the second half and just throw, throw, throw.
You know what's coming.
You know your quarterback's not 100%. Now, some of them balls should have been caught. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. But, I mean, you're depending on a bum shoulder to get to win you the game when you got the highest paid back in the league. Or second highest paid.
Makes no sense.
Nah.
I'm turning around. He's getting 25, 30 touches a game.
That's like Eno Benjamin at Arizona State. Jaden Daniels can throw for 700 yards in a game. But I promise you, their running back will run the ball 30 times.
He's getting his touches.
They are going to run. He does not abandon the run. And you can't, like, I get it. If you have negative 75 yards rushing going into the second half, maybe you need to make some adjustments at halftime. Okay, we probably ain't going to run the ball that much anymore. But they weren't like that, and that's just the thing that bothers me. But by the way, did you see Jameis Winston ask for 30 mil?
Ain't going to get it.
I saw somebody comment, that's $1 million per interception.
Pretty good money.
Nobody's
giving him that.
I don't understand these quarterbacks, man.
They don't understand.
Is the quarterback position the most overpaid position in the world in the labor department?
Yes.
Absolutely.
What they don't realize, I understand. Maybe they just don't want to win. Maybe that's it, because
I think they don't know. They think that they're not really going to find much better than Jameis Winston.
They have to realize, you pay me $30 million a year. That leaves not much money for them to pay any playmakers to put around you. And if they do pay two or three, two more playmakers on offense,
you pay them, then you have zero money for your defense, and you're not going to win football games. You can't get paid $30 million a year at the quarterback position
and expect to
have a great team around you.
The only quarterback that I legitimately don't blame for saying you're going to pay me or trade me, that's Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
and that's because they let everybody walk because they're like, we're going to pay you. And then then time comes and you're like, well, we don't really know we want to pay you. Like, no, you traded away the entire defense. You let the entire defense walk. You were paying me my money or you're trading me.
And he's one of the exceptions to the rule.
And I do not blame him for doing that.
But people like Jameis and Dak, they're not good enough to do that by themselves.
I think what's going to happen is, honestly, if I'm the Cowboys or the Buccaneers, and, well, I think Dak's going to be there. So not the Cowboys, but, you know, if I'm the Buccaneers or who's another team like that, maybe the Lions, maybe the Vikings, I'm going to go tell Marcus Mariota, like, look, dude, we're not going to give you 20 mil, but we'll give you 10 to 12. Come prove to us you want to play.
Yeah, give you like a 3-year deal.
Yeah. And because I think
$40 million deal.
I think Mariota isn't terrible. Is he $30 million? Hell no. Is he 20?
I'd give him a 3-year, $40, $50 million deal.
But prove to him you can still do it before we go off and tank. Because I don't think Kirk Cousins is the answer in Minnesota.
No. If you're tanking, this is, especially if Tua goes back to school.
This ain't the year to tank.
If you're going to tank, this upcoming next year's NFL season is the season to do it.
Yeah.
Because there are three guys that could go at number one, especially if Tua goes back.
Yeah, Fields, Lawrence, and Tua.
You'll have your pick.
In my opinion, depending on if Fromm stays or goes, if he stays, I think that get stuck with him at the fourth one option, you still got a pretty above-average quarterback.
You're okay.
You know, I mean, I wouldn't complain too much about it.
I just think next year is the year to quarterback shot.
I absolutely agree.
That's like the Bengals have the number one pick. I've said it, but I don't think I've said it on here. But, I mean, the Bengals draft Chase Young this year. Realistically, how many more ball games are they going to win with him than they did without?
At most, one.
They're going to be same place last year. Yes. That's why if I'm the head coach,
I take Chase Young.
And the GM, whatever, I'm going to the owner and say, look.
And then you can sign Mariota to a 1-year deal.
We've been terrible. What's one more year? I mean, you take Chase Young. You see what the 49ers did. They took Nick Bosa. They said, thank you. We're going to go find us a quarterback. You ain't even got to draft one. You can go trade for, get you a decent quarterback. Sign Teddy Bridgewater in the offseason.
Yeah.
But take Chase Young, and even if you miss on a quarterback in free agency or the trade, are you really any worse off with Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields than you are with Joe Burrow?
No, absolutely not. I think that that's the smartest thing you've ever said in your entire life.
And then you have your centerpiece on defense.
And then the next year you can have it for offense.
For
the
next 10 years.
Why don't you go be the GM for the damn Cincinnati Bengals?
I don't know. If they give me a call, I'll do it.
All right, so we'll pick some of these games right here. And see how we come out. We're just going to pick, I think, just a few of them. Tomorrow, Penn State and Memphis play in the Cotton Bowl. Who are you taking in that one?
Memphis gets it done.
Ooh, without Mike Norvell?
Yes. The American teams always come in with something to prove in these games. And I think they get it done against Penn State.
7-point spread, Penn State. I think James Franklin can't lose his game. And what I mean by that is people expected so much out of this man when he came. You kind of can't lose to a group of five team in a bowl game.
I mean, we've seen it done before.
Yeah. I'm going to go Penn State in this one. I think Memphis will cover if that helps. But I think I'm going to go Penn State this one. Oh, I said that was a good pick, man. All right, let's see. Minnesota and Auburn. Auburn's 7-point favorite playing in the Outback Bowl. Who are you taking?
Row the boat. The Gophers get it done. I'm not a Bo Nix believer.
I'm about to say, is this a road game for Bo Nix, or like what is this?
I'm not a believer. Mac Jones won Auburn the Iron Bowl.
I like Penn State. I mean Minnesota. I like Auburn. And look, man, I've lived and I've died plenty of times. I've ridden highs and lows picking Auburn every damn week. So I'm going to end the year off. I'm going to go Auburn.
Row the boat.
I'm going to go Auburn, man. In the Citrus Bowl, Michigan and Alabama. Alabama's only a 7-point favorite in this one. Who you taking?
Only 7?
Yeah.
Mac Jones is their quarterback. Mm-hmm. Shea Patterson's Michigan's quarterback. I'm assuming this is sort of a big game for Michigan. They're not going to win it. Roll Tide.
Ooh.
Shea Patterson can't win a big game, man.
Nick Saban's not that good in bowl games that aren't like in the playoffs.
Michigan's not that good at all.
I'm going to say, I'm going to go Michigan. Go Big Blue. I wasn't feeling it until I'm thinking about it. I'm like, you know, this is going to be it. Harbaugh's going to get this win. No. People are going to back off.
No.
This is probably going to be his last game coaching at Michigan.
I doubt it.
Dude, I think he's going to the NFL.
Cowboys going to hire him.
I think it's a very good possibility. Realistic possibility, yes, I think so. Rose Bowl, the granddaddy of them all, Oregon and Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a 3-point favorite. Who you think?
Oregon.
Yeah, I'm going to go Oregon. I'm not a believer in Wisconsin.
They played good in the first half against Ohio State, but, I mean, that was against – nah, I don't know. They stopped Justin Fields, who was probably no more than 65% that game.
Did that really stop him? I mean, yeah, J.K. First Dobbins. Half. Yeah, because J.K. Dobbins came out in the second half and was like, hey, well, we let y'all hang around long enough.
It's over.
Sugar Bowl, other than the playoff, I think this will be the most interesting matchup to me. Georgia and Baylor. Georgia's a 6-point favorite. Who you taking?
Baylor.
Whoa, I'm shocked. You know,
They want it more than Georgia.
I think so. And because Georgia came in this game last year.
They thought they should have been in the playoff. I know they weren't. They don't think that this year. But, I mean, this is a huge game for Baylor. This is just another game for Georgia. And that's why the Baylor Bears will get it done.
Baylor Bears have 2 losses to Oklahoma, both Oklahoma. They have really good defense.
Should have won both. Could have won.
Could both have days. Won both of them. Should have won one of them. Yes. I'm gonna go with you. I'm gonna go with Matt Rhule. I like him better in a game like this than Kirby Smart.
It means too much to them.
Yeah, dude, Kirby Smart can just.
He ain't it, man.
No, he will never win an. He won't win a national championship.
He ain't it, man.
All right, well, let's go to the playoff, man.
You missed one.
Which one?
Oh, never mind. I read it wrong.
You read it wrong?
Yeah, I knew that looked weird.
Which one was it?
It was a Camping World Bowl, but it had the Goodyear Cotton Bowl above it. And I was like, that don't make any sense.
I was like, well, I mean, we can do Notre Dame, Iowa State.
No.
Notre Dame, Iowa State, who wins?
We all know Iowa State's winning that game.
I knew you were going to say that. The Peach Bowl, LSU's a 13.5-point favorite over Oklahoma. Who are you taking?
I want to take Oklahoma, but I can't. I'm going to take LSU.
Why can't you take Oklahoma? Dude, just do it.
I may talk myself into it. But, I mean, you look at LSU this year coming into this game, they're built the exact same as the Oklahoma teams from the past 2 seasons. Everybody's coming in this game. The question, defense, you don't know what the defense is going to do. They say their offense is going to outscore everybody. Well, going into the Rose Bowl 2-3 years ago, it was, can Georgia stop Oklahoma's offense? Can Oklahoma's offense outscore Georgia? Turned out Oklahoma's defense eventually lost them the game. Well, you go next year, the next year, which was last year, go Alabama. The same story is Oklahoma's got the best offense in the country, but they can't stop anybody. And their defense lost them that game. Oklahoma has a better defense this year. I don't think the offense is quite as explosive, but you have Lincoln Riley. But you look at the other side in LSU, it's we don't really know what their defense is going to do, but we know they're going to score 30, 40 points. And I just feel like the narrative is flipped because it's an SEC LSU team. Whereas if we're talking about Oklahoma doing this, it's Oklahoma really, can they outscore them? We know they're not going to stop anybody. But I just think at the end, LSU gets a stop or two and they get it done. It's going to come down to turnovers.
Yeah, I think so too. But LSU doesn't make many turnovers. That's the thing is, Hurst is going to have to hang on to the football.
If he protects it, I mean, I think they cover the spread no matter what.
Oklahoma?
Yes.
13? If it was 14 and a half, I'd say yeah.
They're going to cover the spread. This game's going to be closer than everyone thinks. Lincoln Riley's had a month to game plan for LSU.
He had a month to game plan for Bama last year, and, I mean, they still came out and laid a dud in the first quarter.
But then they got rolling. If they have any defense in that game, it's a totally different story. And I think the defense is 10 times better this year than it has been.
Well, it couldn't get no worse.
The secondary is still a little beat up.
Hey, man, you don't shit on Motley like that, dude. He doesn't deserve
that. He's had two great games back to back. So, I mean, you never know. But, I mean, I just think Oklahoma, you don't know who their second running back is going to be because Stevenson has been ruled out for this game. And they only have Kennedy Brooks.
And they have all the suspensions.
You don't know who the fourth running back is going to be. You know who the two running backs are, Jalen Hurts and Brooks. But, I mean, who's going to tote the ball outside of them? Or are they just going to say, screw it and open it up?
I think either way. I just think LSU's too motivated. I really do. I think that
–
I'm not saying that they're going to come in here and just beat them by, like, 1,000 points. But – yeah, I'm going to go LSU. I can't pick Oklahoma either.
I mean,
as bad as I would want to, you know?
I'm just ready to see how they react because they spent the past month hearing how great they are.
Yeah, I mean, you get smoke blowing up your ass a lot.
I mean, they've won every award that has been given out. Every major award that they had somebody in, they've won.
Yeah.
Everybody's just telling them how good you are, how good you are. And you don't know. You know how Joe Burrow is. You don't know if he's buying into that, if they're going to be as motivated or they're going to come in here and be like, look, we're LSU. We're the best team in the country. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't really matter what we do. We're going to win.
Yeah, but Ed Orgeron didn't get hired because of his X's and O's.
No.
This is the reason Ed Orgeron got hired. You know, can you keep this team motivated? And I think he can. And I think you just have to humble him a little bit and – I think they're going to win this ball game. However, I think the winner of the national championship, either way, is coming in this Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah, the winner of this game wins it all.
Clemson, Ohio State. Clemson's a 2-point favorite. This line has teetered a little bit. Personally, I think this matchup, you won't find, if you like quarterback play, you will not find a better game all year with two better quarterbacks playing each other.
It may also be, outside of the Big Ten Championship, the best running back matchup.
Yeah, with Dobbins. Yeah, I was looking at Dobbins' stats, man. Do you know that he's like less than 200 yards away from 2,000 yards?
Yeah, and he doesn't play he hasn't played third and fourth quarters a lot all year.
Yeah, he may not see 300 carries.
No.
That's crazy. I think Clemson is very misjudged by their early struggles. And then once they got rolling, people didn't really say anything about it.
Nope.
It was just like, oh, well.
That's what you're supposed to do against who you're playing.
And I think that Ohio State will end up winning this ballgame. I have put a lot of of my reputation. I've put a lot of Aries Sports' reputation. And you've doubled all that. Yeah. So it's kind of like, if Ohio State loses tomorrow, we're going to dissolve this company.
Nah, we're just wrong.
But can we be that wrong?
I don't know. Can you? I mean, Clemson's the second best team in the country, in my opinion.
Yeah, from talent-wise, yeah, I'd say so, too.
And the way they played the second half of the season.
I think that it's going to have to come down to how healthy is it really is Justin Fields.
He's wearing the smaller brace, so I think that means he's more leaning more towards 100% than people think. Because I think if it was as bad as it has been, he'd have the bulky one on, and it would be probably trouble for Ohio State.
Or they could just be screwing people.
You never know.
I mean, if I have a guy that's 100%, I mean, I'm not going to come out and say, yeah, he's 100%.
No.
Yeah, I'll be ready for him. He's 100%, guys.
If he's 100%, there's no doubt. If the injury does not happen, there's no doubt who I'm taking in this game.
There better not be any doubt.
There's doubt.
You can't flip on us right now, man. You gotta ride this thing out.
I can flip.
Yeah, if you flip, we will lose all credibility.
How?
Brady, have you seen the shit on Twitter you have started over Ohio State?
It's fun, isn't it? I just look at them, though. The key to this game, obviously, quarterback play. But the other key is Clemson hadn't been hitting the mouth all year.
North Carolina?
Clemson hadn't been hitting the mouth all year. They piddle-farted around against North Carolina and did that to themselves. You piddle-fart around in this game, you're going to find yourself down 28-35 to 10 at halftime. And it's going to be over.
Yeah,
because Ohio State's going to come out in the second half and feed J.K. Dobbins and ice this thing away. They're going to score at least one touchdown, and it's going to be over. Because it is DBU.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
Wide receiver U. Clemson has the best or tied for the best with Alabama wide receiver core in the nation.
Well, I don't think you should sleep on Ohio State's receiving core either.
Or LSU's. But, I mean, I just don't think this offensive line or this offense as a whole has been hit in the mouth all year. And this Ohio State defense in their front seven is going to hit Clemson in the mouth. And if it takes them a quarter or two to adjust, I think this ball game's over.
I definitely don't doubt that. But
because they have the best secondary by far that Trevor Lawrence is going to see all year.
But that happened last year in the national championship game. Look what that exactly. dude did.
I can't count Trevor Lawrence and Dabo out.
He never should.
Because he's an incredible talent. I just think they're outmatched. Ohio State's the best team in the country. They have been all year. And they're going to find a way to get this done. It may not be pretty. It's going to come down to the fourth quarter.
Yeah. This is the best game.
There's not a doubt in my mind this game's going to come down to whoever has the ball last in the fourth quarter. It's going to be one.
And you're saying Ohio State's going to come out on top?
I have to.
Just put your whole reputation on it.
It's going to be close. Clemson is the only team that worries me. Ohio State gets past Clemson. Ohio State beats LSU in the national championship by at least 17. Clemson worries me because they stack up athletically at every position. The only place I don't know if they can hang with Ohio State is in the secondary. Because you're going to have to pay attention to Olave. Victor's 6'4", 6'5". He can box up on anybody. Then you have Garrett Wilson, the freshman, in the slot running around.
That dude.
And then you have Austin Mack on the outside who may have the best hands in the country. So it's going to be a battle for him.
Right, don't forget about Dobbins out of the backfield. He didn't get a lot of credit for that. Neither did Zeke.
They have so many weapons.
Yeah, I agree.
I just don't see them losing this game. They're going to be given everything they can handle. They're going to have to come out from the word go
and step on them.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to take Clemson a quarter to get used to the physicality. Because you look, while Michigan and Penn State and Wisconsin, you can say what you want about them not being that good. They're way better physically than anybody Clemson's played. So Ohio State's been tested physically.
Yeah.
I don't think Clemson has been.
Yeah, and I think Chase Young playing against Wisconsin over Minnesota in the last game helps him out a lot. But I guess we'll have to wait and find out. I think it's going to be a fun weekend.
I hope Ohio State blows them out, man.
I mean, I do too. I hope they do, but I just don't foresee it happening.
I don't either. I think they can. I think they're the only – I don't know. Clemson may blow them out. I was going to say they're the only one that can win in blowout fashion, but, I mean, we said the same thing about Clemson and Bama last year.
Yeah.
And you saw what happened. They just worry me.
Have you been to the movies lately?
Yeah.
What'd you go see?
27 Bridges. Isn't that it? Or
21 Bridges?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good. I really enjoyed it.
Then I went and saw the new Jumanji. The new Jumanji movie.
How was it?
You seen it? We watched the first one together, remember?
Yeah.
Number two is funnier.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we're standing in line, and I can't decide if I want to buy this over-expensive popcorn and drink. And I asked the guy, I was like, you seen the movie? You know this movie yet? And he's like, yeah, I watched it last night. And I was like, you know, what you think? Because sequels are – you never really know what sequels are going to do. Knew. And he's like, Kevin Hart's funnier in this one than he was the last one.
Wow.
And I was like, how? And he's like, he just is, man. Just watch it. And so I texted my mom and told her that because they were going to go see it the next night. And I was like, apparently Kevin Hart's funnier in this movie than he was the last one. And she texts back and she's like, how is that possible? I'm like, I don't know, but I'll let you know. And I left. I was like, yeah, he wasn't lying. It was funnier than the first one.
How's Jack Black?
Amazing. Jack Black's always amazing.
He did great.
Danny DeVito's in this movie, and man, he is hilarious. And The Rock's funny. Because like they're not the same characters, and that's what makes it different.
Yeah.
And yeah, I thought it was going to be.
You seen what Sandler said about his new movie that came out?
No, I really want to see it, though.
He has come out and said, I will make a bad movie on purpose if I do not win, what is it, an Oscar?
Yeah.
He said, I'll make a bad movie on purpose if I don't win an Oscar for this performance.
Dude, everyone's praising this movie, and I really want to go see it. And I thought it came out earlier than Christmas Day for some reason. Yeah. And
I want to see it.
I think when I get back to Oxford, I'm going to go see it.
Wait till I come up. We'll go watch
it. All right. You started a new show on Netflix, didn't you?
Shameless.
What do you think so far?
It's pretty good. I mean, I'm not going to say it's the best show I've ever seen.
Nah.
But it's interesting enough where I can sit there and watch 4, 5, 6 episodes at a time and not be like, I'm ready for this episode to end so I can go do something else.
Yeah, there's always something going on in the show. It's just like... So your favorite characters is Carl?
Carl or Lil?
Yeah.
Carl's gotten funnier as he's gotten older.
Yeah, when he gets cornrows, man.
I'm ready for that.
I think the worst character on that show is not even Frank, man. It's Debbie.
I hate Fiona.
Well, she leaves at some point. But I mean, I don't know how she's written out of the script. Is she left to do like movies or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, and so I just finished the Game of Thrones before I came down here. And,
how was that?
I'll review it for you. Basically, this whole show is like there's like 7 different people, and they all think that they're the king or queen of Westeros, the 7 kingdoms, and protector of the realm. And like they're all like it's kind of like just being butthurt. And you're all wanting to be something. And so it kind of shows the different paths that each of them take to get to this point. And that's just like, because when I talk to my friends are like, you know, Alex, and they're like obsessed with the show.
So
I watched it because of them. They kept wanting me to, and so I finally gave in. When someone gives you their HBO login, you kind of just watch it for it, you know. Yeah. So started, you know, and I was like, but it's after season four, I kind of binged it, and it was really good once you're binging it. But I can see why people hated the last season, because they waited 2 years and it wasn't what it could have been. But see, I didn't have to wait 2 years.
Yeah, you just went straight into it.
I just went straight into it. But there was like the whole last season, HBO struggles with
ending shows.
Yeah, but the way that they do it is they ruin character development. Like they've been building for 7 years this one girl in it, Daenerys Targaryen. The sexy one that I showed you, she they built her character, and she was like a very, I wouldn't say kind, but very fair and just queen, and she has the dragons and all that. And then like in the last season, she just goes crazy and, like, spoiler, I'm gonna give a spoiler here.
If they hadn't seen it by now.
And it's just like she burns the entire city down.
Yeah.
Because she was mad at one person. Like, took her dragon and killed so many innocent people, and then she was like, we're gonna take over the world now. And then like in one episode, she turned to the villain. Yeah. And then ended up she was having sex with her nephew and all this and that, and didn't really know it. And it was just, I don't know, man. It wasn't as bad as I thought people made it. That's the only thing that I kind of hated about it.
Yeah.
And then in the last episode, they're trying to decide on who's going to be the next ruler of the kingdoms. And you had so many people that were vying for it, and this one guy, and everybody was telling me, like, oh, he says he doesn't want it. Then he comes back, and they're like, he's basically like, you know, oh, gee, why did you think I come all this way? I didn't come here just to sit here. And so, I don't know. If I had to give it out of 5 stars, it would have been 4.3. So, I would recommend it, but you kind of have to get through the first season.
Yeah.
The 10th episode is what draws you in. And, well, for most people. It's kind of like the 100. After the 3rd episode, like,
you're in.
Yes. Like, episode 3 ends and you're like, was that a dream? Like, what just happened? And then you're sucked in. From then on out, that's the only time I can remember, like, because I was actually thinking about not watching it anymore.
The one thing about Shameless that I would compare to the 100 is in not every episode more like the 100, but in the 100, every episode ended and it's like,
I got to see what's next.
Okay,
I have to watch it.
It's hard to find an ending point.
Yeah.
And Shameless does that sometimes. They'll go through and an episode ends and they'll throw something in right there at the very end. And you're like, well, crap, now I got to watch the next one to see what happens.
I don't think any show will ever do it better than The 100.
No.
But Game of Thrones did that towards the end, like the last few seasons. I was like, oh, well, I want to see what happens now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only 10 episodes a season. But every episode is an hour long. So, I mean, like, dude, I was watching a whole season a day. Which I can say, well, it was only 10 episodes, but it was like 10 hours.
Yeah.
And it was just, when it ended, I was just like, what am I supposed to do now?
I was like, what happened when we finished 100? I still got to finish it.
Yeah, season 7 is going to be the last season. I'm kind of depressed.
I mean, from what I've heard, it's not any good.
Season 7?
Yeah.
Not aired yet.
I thought season 7 was the one that aired last.
Nah, it's season 6.
Mom didn't really like it.
Okay, well, I loved it.
Oh, okay. I'll give it a shot then. Because everybody I know that watched it didn't really enjoy it. The only problem
with season 6 was, and Logan can attest to this because he said the same thing, the way that it ends, it just kind of abruptly happens. There's no explanation to how it got there or anything. And I think they did it on purpose because now they have to dive into what happened in season 7. And that's how they're going to explain it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, that's how Ballers ended. It just like, and HBO shows, one thing can go wrong. There's only one thing that can go wrong. If that one thing doesn't go wrong, everybody's fine. Well, it's always that one thing goes wrong. Well, in Ballers, there was like seven – the last season, there was like seven problems, and they all got solved like off screen. And so it was just like, well, what are we even here for?
Yeah.
So that's the HBO just has a problem with that. But yeah, the 100 last season is – I thought it was fairly good. But what do I know, you know?
I'll have to watch it and find out.
Yeah. So next week we'll record a podcast and we'll give a top 10s of the decade. And we have a very special guest that should be joining us hopefully next week. The greatest music producer that's ever lived, Jay Poe. And we're going to get his top 10 albums. We're going to debate him on them. And I'm willing to bet.
I know who the number one album is by.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I know who sings it.
Yeah.
It's definitely J. Cole.
Gotta be.
And if it's not, I promise you, I will be so shocked.
I'll be shocked.
I don't know.
I don't know what else it would be.
Me either. Who do you think he's going to put on? I think he's going to leave Post Malone off for
probably.
Sure.
Probably.
Even though I think Post Malone deserves to be somewhere in there.
At least one of them.
I'd probably leave Jay-Z or Kanye off.
Yeah.
Because he has such a broad music knowledge. Like,
I'm not a fan of Jay-Z or Kanye's newer stuff either.
I think Logic should be on there. I know Chance the Rapper will be on there.
It's just all about who you personally like.
Yeah, but he has such a broad... Like, he doesn't just listen to rap or like rock. Like, he listens to every bit of music.
Yeah.
And if Jabe says it's trash, then I literally don't waste my time with it.
Oh.
And I know that if it's like a contemporary Christian album, I could text him and he knows. Like, he knows who sings it. He's like, nah, it's not that good, man. I'll listen to it.
Dedication.
Yeah, he just eats like some breeze music. So that should be a fun episode to do.
Should be.
We hope you all have a very happy new year. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. Enjoy the leftovers. I've been smashing some leftovers.
No, we don't really have any.
And we will see you next time.